Coming to you from my living room in Paris with a slightly modified voice this week, it's 5 Minute Friday. Hello, lovely teachers. How are you doing? It's that time of the year, isn't it, where we're all suffering a bit. I've had a cold this week and I'm coming out the other end, and I know lots of you have been suffering from illnesses and braving on and so on, and we're all looking forward to the break. It's in just 1 week's time. We've been through the hardest of it. We've met our groups, we've met our kiddies, and we're getting things going, getting the wheels turning, and all the dust is settling, hopefully in all the right places. So and to celebrate the end of this first period of our year together, we're having a get together next week. Next Thursday, I believe, but don't quote me on the time because I haven't checked. But check Niti's email to check out the first social of the year. It'll be at the shop. We'll close the blinds, close everything off, and we'll shut ourselves in the back room with a nice aperitif and some good company and good conversation. So we're looking forward to seeing you. If you can come along, that would be fantastic. So this is the period that we like to call popcorn time. Is the period after all the launches when we're getting into our groups for the first two, three, four weeks, and the popcorn starts to pop, meaning that that child who's been quiet for 2 or 3 weeks suddenly now is running around the room screaming, or those kids who are getting on suddenly don't like each other anymore and it's causing a problem for the group, or we realize that the material we're using is not suited to the group, or it could be anything, but anything that might bubble to the surface with your groups is starting to happen now. It can happen sooner or later, but it will happen. So I just want a couple of things to advise in this popcorn period. First of all is to expect it. Don't be surprised if there are problems with your groups. Don't be surprised if you have problems with one or two kids. It's to be expected. So don't feel like it's a failure or something has gone terribly wrong. This is going to happen. We're dealing with human beings, not just human beings, but tiny little ones and groups of them. And things will happen, things won't go to plan, so don't let it come as a surprise to you. It's to be expected. And the second thing is to always know that you're not on your own. If you're experiencing problems, Melody's there to help, I'm there to help, the whole team is there to help. We've got a whole team behind you. You're not, although you are on your own in that particular situation physically, you're not, socially you are in a team, and you can share your issues and seek help, and you will not be judged on that. And thirdly, in these types of situations, I would really consciously advise you to consciously stay curious. Don't let your curiosity dissipate. Keep it there. Why is this happening? Why is suddenly these kids not getting on? Why suddenly is this kid misbehaving? Stay curious in your diagnoses of the issues, and stay curious in your solutions. Try something, see if that works. If that doesn't quite work, then adapt it perhaps, or maybe try it twice, three times again. See if it's a consistency issue that needs to be in place, and tell us about it. You know, speak to Melody about it. Speak to somebody in the team about it, and then bounce your ideas, and somebody might come back with a suggestion that you hadn't have thought of to solve the particular problem. So yeah, expect it, you're not on your own, and stay curious. And a little message from me to all the teaching team. I want to say a big thank you for managing with the material situation we've had in this the start of this year, which is that we've had many books missing for a lot of you, and information could have been clearer for the different parts of the program. So you've coped with a lot of ambiguity and missing material, and I want to thank you very much for that, because nobody noticed, really. The clients didn't notice, so you did a great job of coping without it. We're going to be working hard over the holidays to to sort that bottleneck out and make sure that things are a lot smoother from henceforth. So thank you very much for coping with that. And finally, the quote for the week is from Walt Whitman, the American poet, and it's in relation to this period that we're going through of challenges, difficulties, all the things that we're facing at the moment. And it's a very simple one. Be curious, not judgmental. Right, I'm going to take my voice off and try and get it into a better state for next week. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic weekend. Hope to see you next week at the social event. And all the best. See you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.